This is Akashvani, the news read by Sanjay Mattu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the combination of digital India, startup growth and youth participation is reshaping the country's future. Speaking at the final session of the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi yesterday, the Prime Minister said the country is witnessing rapid growth across creative and technology-driven sectors, powered largely by young innovators and entrepreneurs. He said Digital India has created a whole new community of creators and is driving the unprecedented rise of the orange economy, covering culture, content and creativity.
आज एक युवा ड्रोन बना रहा है तो दूसरा युवा एंटी ड्रोन सिस्टम बना रहा है कोई एआई कैमरा बना रहा है कोई रोबोटिक्स पर काम कर रहा है साथियों डिजिटल इंडिया ने भी भारत में क्रिएटर्स की एक नई कम्युनिटी खड़ी कर दी भारत आज ऑरेंज इकोनॉमी यानी कल्चर कंटेंट और क्रिएटिविटी का अभूतपूर्व विकास होते देख रहा है भारत मीडिया फिल्म गेमिंग म्यूजिक डिजिटल टैलेंट वीआर एक्सआर जैसे क्षेत्रों में एक बड़ा ग्लोबल सेंटर बन रहा है.
The Prime Minister highlighted that when the nation completes 100 years of independence in 2047, it will be the most important time for the lives of today's youth. He added their capability will become the capability of India and their success will take India's success to new heights. The Prime Minister said the Young Leaders Dialogue is a historic and unique initiative that has become a huge platform in a short span of time. Mr. Modi said that the dialogue has become a think tank of its own, showcasing that India's Gen Z is brimming with creativity. The Prime Minister noted that the life of Swami Vivekananda is a great guiding light for all. The centre has deployed a national joint outbreak response team to assist the state for effective containment after two suspected cases of Nipah virus were identified in West Bengal. These suspected cases were identified on Sunday at the Virus Research and Diagnostic Laboratory of the Indian Council of Medical Research in Ames, Kalyani. Meanwhile, the West Bengal government has implemented comprehensive precautionary measures to contain the spread of the Nipah virus. The Ministry of Defence has announced free passes for the full dress rehearsal of the Republic Day 2026 parade at Kartavya Path. The passes will be available on the 15th and 16th of this month and can be booked free of cost. The full dress rehearsal of this year's Republic Day parade will be held on the 23rd of this month. The passes can be booked through the Amantran website at www.amantran.mod.gov.in or via the Amantran mobile app. US President Donald Trump has announced that countries maintaining commercial ties with Iran will face economic penalties from Washington. In a social media post today, Mr. Trump said any nation doing business with the Islamic Republic of Iran would be subject to a 25% tariff on all trade conducted with the United States, effective immediately. Meanwhile, the White House has said President Trump is keeping all options open in dealing with Iran, including military action, but diplomacy remains his first choice. Interacting with the media, U.S. Press Secretary Caroline Levitt said Trump believes in exploring diplomatic messages from Iran, even though public statements from Tehran differ from what the U.S. is hearing privately.
Diplomacy is always the first option for the president. He's told all of that what you're hearing publicly from the Iranian regime is quite differently from the messages the administration is receiving privately. And I think the president has an interest in exploring those messages. However, with that said, the president has shown he's unafraid to use military options if and when he deems necessary. And nobody knows that better than Iran.
U.S. Ambassador to India Sergio Gore has said that India and the United States are actively engaged for the ongoing trade deal negotiations. He also announced that the next round of trade talks is scheduled to be held today. Mr. Gore was speaking after resuming charge as the U.S. ambassador to India in New Delhi yesterday. He asserted that no partner is more essential than India. The festival of harvest, Lohri, is being celebrated today. It is mainly celebrated in Punjab, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh and the surrounding regions. This festival is associated with the joy of ripened crops and the sun's northward journey. And that is the end of this news bulletin.